Hey guys, so hope everybody is doing well. I think this is a good podcast because I'm actually on my way to session, which I guess is the way I used to kind of do podcasts. And I just created more content rather than, this only doing a podcast. To be fair, I have some absolutely lovely microphones and noise canceling and all this stuff. And so, like, it is difficult. It's kind of like, this is so stupid, but like, imagine being at the track to do a session and like you forgot your like faster shoes and you know that like, 30 minutes later you could drive home and collect them and either go back or do it somewhere else. And then you're like, by the time you get home, and you just can't be asked. And it's kind of like the moment has passed. And so, yeah, like today I wanted to talk about like, I've been dealing with some stuff in life. Like, I don't need to get into it, but it's like, it's not linked to running. And it's just like some personal stuff. And I get, it's been quite sad. But in like a really like, it's hard to talk about sadness when it's actually in like a really not positive thing, but like just not a bad thing. Like I think sadness is sometimes easier when it's just like, I don't know, like something bad's happened, and so like you can just be like, I don't know, happy that that's gone or ended or whatever. Whereas like this time it's not really like that. It's kind of just like, yeah, but sadness is sadness in a way, like it's just one of those things in life. Like you're kind of allowed to be sad. And so like, interesting enough, like I haven't been podcasting. And so yeah, like it's been haven't really been podcasting, haven't been doing like I did do one podcast and then like it took me like I don't know, quite a while to actually upload it. And I can't really remember why that was. I think it saved it as like this funny kind of file. Again, I was using the fancy pants microphone and then you're saving it as this like fancy pants file. And because you've saved it as this fancy pants file, I don't know why I've said fancy pants now about six times. Yeah, like that, then it's just not as easy to upload and it was just being like complicated. And one day it was like 40% uploaded after like 4 minutes and like, I was uploading it on my phone and I kept getting all these notifications and phone calls and you can't like click. I mean, I didn't get that many, let's just say. And I'm going to get distracted here, but I'll come back to that. I love on Instagram when like influencers or companies are like, well, everybody keeps asking, so I'm going to tell you how you can buy this product. And it's like, yeah, probably nobody asked or maybe like one person. So I probably got like one phone call and like one text message or whatever. And like I couldn't, once you click out of the uploading the podcast, it's just fucking gone. And so it just stopped uploading and then I forgot because I get distracted, which is typical of me. And then someone commented on Strava, maybe something like, when are you going to upload a podcast? And I was like, ah, I did one and I was uploading it. Anyway, I did upload it. But long story short is I haven't really been doing anything because, yeah, like I don't really get like sad. I'm a bit hard on myself to be sad. Normally when I like get sad or like emotional, I like lecture myself. So it'll be like the other day, like probably like 10 days ago, like I was just unprovokedly like started to cry. And I was like, stop it. There's a real weirdness to that. Like that's pretty deep. I think part of being the runner, you learn to be like quite tough on yourself. Like I've learned to like, I'd love to know, like, I think they say, like, pain perception and, like, level of difficulty, like, rate of perceived exertion, all this kind of stuff. Like, it's the kind of thing that, like, over time can, call it improve, which means things that might have upset you a long time ago. Everybody does this. Kids get really upset quickly, et cetera, et cetera. But I think with, like, the athlete stuff, it's kind of like, I remember the first time I spoke to a psychologist, which is probably, like, 5, 6 years ago. And the first thing I said was like, I remember watching like the Star Wars stuff and one of the quotes from like Yoda, I think it was like, you have to be willing to to be a Jedi or whatever, you had to be willing to lose everything that like you love basically or something like that. So like you basically, oh my God, I'm hitting the brake instead of the accelerator. Anyway, you you have to be like, in other words, like you can't have weaknesses, right? That's what I took from that. Like Jedis can't have weaknesses. There can't be like a part of them that could one day be exposed. Like, you know, this amazing Jedi, but he's fucking madly in love with like it's Kat. And then like you capture the Kat and it's like he's fucked. So like he basically needs to be able to like kill the Kat as if like I don't care, whatever. Kill the Kat, it's fine. Poor Kat. But where I'm going with that is just like I remember telling the psychologist that I developed that. So like he's like, why don't you see your family? Like, why don't you have like friends? Why don't you like, and I was like, well, I didn't have, it wasn't like I thought someone was going to kidnap my friends or family, but it was more for me. It was like, well, if I'm going to go away on camp and I'm going to do these things and someone's like, oh my God, do you not miss home? Do you not miss family? I couldn't be like, yeah, I'm sad every day. I cry. I had to be like, no, I don't miss family and friends. And like, what is that? What even is that word? I don't know what that word is. Hold on. I was just making some sound effects of me drinking my hydration drink. I'm just kidding. But like, on a very serious level, I learned to like shut out. Yeah, just like all that kind of stuff, like missing people. And I opened myself up probably about 2 weeks ago to I still talk to my psychiatrist, you know, because of the ADHD stuff. I like to just like keep on top of that stuff. So that I don't one day just like realize I'm a train wreck. And it's like I didn't recognize that I maybe had fallen off the wagon or something, or that like I wasn't on top of the little things that kind of helped manage the ADHD stuff. But I guess I opened up the conversation of like something entirely different, which was why I don't. It's mad that I've told you a story for like 7 minutes and I haven't even got the advice about running yet, but I'm getting there. I opened up the conversation that like I don't allow myself to like it's probably like be loved or like I don't really accept help. I always like I think I've tweeted about it and like put things out there like anybody want to help? Like it'd be really nice to have help with training or like someone on the bike and like people reply and they want to and I just don't allow it. It's weird. And I think there's something like deep in there that's kind of like if you don't love yourself, you know, you don't allow others to kind of like love you. Maybe it's something like that. I don't really know. But in other words, long, long story short, I've become this like callous monster that, yeah, it doesn't feel it. People tell me sad stories and I don't feel much. I like to give advice and I think I've become pretty good at it. But like, I don't really give the advice in like a empathetic way. It's more just like, do this, it'll get better. And it's like, come on, there could be like a little bit of empathy there. And that's, I don't know what that is. It's just kind of the way I am. But I'm open to like work on that. And I think that would help. But anyway, lately I had actual sadness. And actually, if you, like I said, I don't know if I'm sad. It takes a while. And then, yeah, this time I was actually quite sad. And that's why like there's been this like gap where like haven't been uploading a lot on YouTube. And it's actually like now I get to the point of today's podcast. I wasn't doing stuff for the school. I've just been a bit lazy with all that stuff. And I have, but yet I've been the opposite in life. And so, if you ever watch like The Notebook, every male listens. Like I watch The Notebook, but anyway, it's pretty awesome. Love Ryan Gosling. If you watch that, when he's gone through his little like, you know, when he gets like dumped or whatever, and he's like building, and he just builds this house. I guess like that's what I've been doing. Only I've not been building a house. I've been like building like an ice bath, and I'm telling you now, this car, like, does it not know how to drive me? Stop trying to undertake. Oh, I got wound up. I hate road rage. Like, well, I do. I love road rage, but I hate drivers that are like taking the piss. I've got distracted again. Well, anyway, I've been building an ice bath, and it's funny because I literally have worked like a dog, you could say. For I keep joking with the physio that I'm building this like ice bath that if you build a good ice bath, and we'll get to that, you build a good ice bath, it's insulated, it shouldn't leak out like heat or cold, sorry, not heat, obviously, but I've built it in a way that overnight, I think it lost like 2 Celsius, 1 Celsius, or like day to night, you could say. So I think I got it down to like 45 Fahrenheit or whatever. I don't really know what that is in Celsius, like 5 or 6. If you've insulated it well, then it doesn't, the cold doesn't really go anywhere, which is what you want. But these things are so expensive. And I try my best because of my like presence on social media to like, I don't know, get like little freebies thrown my way. And these companies were not budging. And if you search like good insulated cold tubs and stuff, I mean, £800, £1,000. I went to B&Q and bought a water bidet and then like insulated it. And we'll get to that. Anyway, for about 5 days, 6 days, I'm here, not joking yet, probably working 7, 8 hours a day, building sheds, building like outdoor storage, building it, you name it. I've every tool you can get. I've now got a like, like, I guess I could call it like a working desk, like a, because my back was getting sore from like leaning over all the time, and I needed clamps, and I needed, oh my God, I must have every plumbing fitting that you can buy. I was making my own fittings. I was going to buy a blowtorch to get the plastic tubing to fit the way I wanted it to fit, so I could run a chiller to the ice bath. I have cuts all over my fingers because I wasn't wearing gloves for quite a bit of this. And yeah, at one point I was making a hole in the side of the water bidet, and I was like, Stephen, that circular thing that is making those holes, that almost went through your wrist, kid. And so, long story short, how this is going to get back to running is like, pick your moments. I now understand why for like 4 or 5 days I was like a man possessed, just like becoming obsessed by like working on this stuff because it was distracting me. So I'd go for a run, I'd come back, I'd be like, yes, it's only like 11 o'clock. Like, let's go to B&Q. What can I buy today? What can I build today? And I'd loved it. And then I'd come home and I'd work like a dog, and I wouldn't do my recovery stuff, and I'm doing all this in my head because I'm building this ice bath and I need somewhere nice to put it, and I need it out of the way, and I need it to be safe from electronics. And so I had to do all my own like outdoor wiring, and I built this shed. And don't get me wrong, it's all epic, but it is tiring. And I was like this man possessed because doing all that was super fun, and it just meant I didn't have to sit on the couch and like be sad, you know? And anyway, so like everybody else has their own reasons for why, like maybe they've made themselves like busy, like a busy bee or a busybody, whatever they call it. But my advice here is just, even if it's not, literally, if you have stuff that you need to do on your house, every time I'm at home, I'm just building more stuff or doing more stuff, or like, and it's because it's like my house. And so you're obviously like, if when I'm renting in London, like I'm not going to start doing all this work for like the landlady, like it's her house, you know? So like I actually focus more on like recovery and like all the little things that are going to help running. But where I'm going with this is like, if you have things that need done, like house renovations, shed, garden, and all this kind of stuff, right? And let's say before a big race, you've penciled in a week off work so that maybe you can focus on the training. I know it seems crazy, but it's not the week to then work on all that stuff because it is tiring. And like, I can just tell, like, I'm literally going for physio today to get physio for all the bloody work that I did around the house, which like sounds really stupid. And I wasn't doing it to take away from running. I wasn't trying to sabotage running. I was just, and I'm not like going to get upset. And it kind of leads to me almost being upset, but like, I was doing it because I was sad, and I'm sad for myself that I was sad, but it doesn't really matter why you're doing it. It's still going to take away, right? And that's the point I'm making. So if you're going to take this week off work to focus on training, or, you know, it's almost like double down when you're busy and you can't fully focus. But let's say like you have taken this week off, just manage time a little bit. So like, I'm not saying you can't do gardening. I'm not saying you can't build a shed. I'm not saying like you can't build a shed, do your gardening, build an outdoor storage, build an ice bath, do your electronics yourself. I'm not saying you can't do all that in 4 or 5 days for 10 hours a day. Just manage it in a way that it's not as like full on and intense. And so the reason you think I'm like silly for having all these tools or a little seating area that I can do the work, I got to a point where I was like, let's do the work, but do it in the easiest way possible. Have a nice little seat that you can sit on when you're working on some of these fittings to make them fit. Like if you're cutting some of this pipe or you know, you're cutting the wood down to strengthen the shed up a bit, or, you know, do it. You don't have to do it like you picture the male or female coming out of Tesco carrying their, like, or coming from their car when they've just gone to Tesco and they're carrying all these shopping bags and it's like, I can manage. And you have like 14 shopping bags. You can do it in a slower way and just slow everything down that you're not hurting your poor little body. And, because it's not that it's like super tiring work, but it's different than likely what you normally do, which is why like my back might be a bit sore. My QLs are probably going to be tight, and there's just going to be things going on that aren't normally going on because yeah, like I'm not used to it. So I've been doing that. That's why there hasn't been a lot of podcasting and YouTube. It sounds silly, but like, I think I've got away with it. And the reason I say it like that is because nothing in life, you could say, is like free. And so shit, it comes at a cost. And so like, you're going to do all this kind of work and you better believe there's a cost. And so like, that's where like back can get a little bit sore, body can get a bit stiff. So look, at the end of the day, it's like 10 days to go to learn. Fitness could not be better. Fitness is in a real good place. Psychology, even though, like I said, like the sadness isn't like, it's not like sad. It's just kind of like, fuck. And then it's kind of like, all right, well, there's a bit of sadness there, but it's not linked to running. So like, I've been able to separate that. And so the attitude towards running has been really good, really positive, but it's just been a bit of a mess. Like, it's why, like, I mean, you go on Strava and I'm running at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. And it's because I've just, I don't know, I've tried to be like, I'm trying to figure out how to get a chiller to work with the ice bath down itself. And I mean, don't get me wrong, it's probably really easy, really simple to do, but I bought a secondhand chiller on Facebook and I just think the fucking thing doesn't work, excuse my language. And so I've been trying everything, different connections, different pumps, different flow rates, all this nonsense. And in the end, I just think the bloody chiller wasn't really working. And so, yeah, I'm kind of pissed about that I've wasted probably 2 days of my life trying to make things fit to get faster flow rates and all this nonsense that I didn't even know was a thing. But it's been fun. But yeah, it's just to manage your battles and pick and choose. But the attitude towards running has been good, but like I said, it's just, I've not been professional. Sunday after the long run was the first day that I was like, Stephen, just park it for the day now, you know, just do the running thing and just like put your feet up and rest a bit and put the recovery boots on. And I think I did like a little bit of work, but I didn't like, I call it work, like a little bit of like house stuff, but I didn't go overboard. You know, I just did enough that, you know, would get a few things done that need to get done, but not like go crazy, not like 6-7 hours or whatever, like a demon. But the fitness is good. I say I got away with it because Sunday was really good. Like that was a really good solid long run. But driving to the long run, warming up, it's a bit like today. Running works in this way where like if you're doing the right training, you're getting it done and you're doing it well, things build really nicely. And so like this really nice fitness builds, but you need your like psychology to build with it. So it needs to feel right too. And so the physiology is the most important bit, because even if the psychology is in this awesome place, well, when the gun goes or when you start training and your physiology isn't, you find out really quickly. With like the psychology part of it, because I've been a bit all over the place for like 4 or 5 days, it's kind of like you're driving to training and you're like, well, shit, I wonder, am I going to be tired from like doing all this all day yesterday? Or like, oh, I wonder, is like my back going to hurt a little bit because like I was doing this all day yesterday. And that's the part that you kind of need to be in a good place too. And so I've just got to the track. I'm going to do like, a little bit of track stuff. I'm hoping it'll help Lauren in 10 days' time. This is kind of like the last chance I get to like work a little bit. And I think I'm doing like 2 mile tempo, couple of 400s, like 15 400s, and then a 2 mile tempo. It should go pretty well. But the only reason there's a should is all that stupid work. But look, I'm not gonna beat myself up. Like I've been a true professional for probably from like January or something, like February, and even better, more so lately, with like not pushing as hard some days in training, holding back and getting the recovery stuff right. And then I remember being like, yeah, I'm not gonna go to the boxing, because why would I go to the boxing and have a really late night when, I'm trying to do all this cooling stuff and that's supposed to help. And then it's like, no, instead I'm just gonna work a 40-hour week a week trying to build an ice bath that doesn't bloody work. I mean, it does. My insulation is brilliant. So I bought two bidets. I bought a big green one, which is like it holds water. If anyone doesn't know what a water bidet is, you just look it up, right? Then I bought a barrel type bidet, and I was able to put the barrel inside the big green thing, and then I could insulate around the barrel. It's not the prettiest shape, because when I had to cut the top of the barrel, I shouldn't have cut the top of the barrel looking back. I probably didn't need to. I think the lid might have fit over it. It just would have looked a bit funny, a bit weird having like the top of the barrel hanging over the green bit. Anyway, because I cut the barrel, it changed shape, and so you have to kind of like squeeze yourself down into the ice bath. But to insulate it, I put insulation like boards from B&Q around it, these like insulation boards. I think they're like £10. And then you buy like insulation foam. So it means it's like proper airtight insulated, which is why for like, I don't know, like, yeah, like I said, like overnight and during the day, I would say the most temperature it'll get up to today will be like probably like 55 Fahrenheit. So you have to bring it down 10 Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is in Celsius. It's probably like, it'll probably go up to like 10, and then you want to bring it down to like 6. And so like actually like 2 or 3 bags of ice. And I of course I have an ice machine. I'm ridiculous. I was on Facebook, but I bought that on Facebook Marketplace, but it actually works. So that's good. So then you just buck in some ice, and then like that kind of brings the temperature down. And then as long as you're kind of maintaining some of that temperature each day, so even if you're kind of not using it, like still, put your ice in there that your ice machine is possibly making. And then I bought like from Tesco, like freezer blocks, and like again, you can throw them in there and they bring the temperature down. So it takes a little bit of maintenance. The better way to do it is the chiller. Like you get a filter, you get a chiller, and these are all like aquarium chillers. But yeah, get one that works. So mine is bloody useless. So I am trying to maybe get a different chiller, but I don't really need it right now. It means an ice bath kind of like once or twice a day, but it's probably not going to make up for the bloody 40 hours of labor. But all right, I'm going to go do my session. And I'm actually going to do YouTube today, so better get my YouTube brain in action. But yeah, by all means, take care. Enjoy your running. Don't be a busy bee. If you are, set an alarm on your phone. That's what I should have done. I'd be like, I will stop at 6 o'clock and I'll go run. And then it's like, Steven, it's not 8 o'clock. It's like, fuck. And it's because I was just, oh, I was loving it. But it's like there's a time and place, and the time is probably not in the 2 weeks before Antrim. My mum came to like, this is going to sound so spoiled. My mum came to like cut the grass. I don't have a lawnmower. The reason I don't have a lawnmower is because I didn't have outdoor storage. I now have outdoor storage, but I don't want to put a lawnmower in it, because my shed is now going to be like my bike, my turbo, a nice, like just a nice setup. I don't want my lawnmower sitting next to me when I'm on the bike turbo. Anyway, mum came to cut the grass, and then she was having a go at me like, you're going to be exhausted by the time Lauren comes around. And like, she wasn't wrong. So yeah, that's enough of all that crap. And now I've got like 10 days to let that body just relax, and this is the last, probably next 3 4 days, stretch quite a bit, foam roll quite a bit, get the body loosened up a bit, get your treatment, get your physio. And in that kind of week of the race, unless you've got like an injury, just leave the body alone is what I would say. So anyway, love you all. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye bye.